Hey, it's Will. I just wanted to say real quick, sorry that this episode was so delayed. We started recording this episode, then I lost all the edits for it, so we did a brand new episode, and then I lost all the edits for that, but then I edited the original one, and this is that. The news is pretty out of date, so apologies for that. Also, Liam's audio gets choppy a little bit, so I hope you can all forgive me there. Other than that, yeah, I hope you enjoy the episode. Bye!
Hey guys, so welcome back. I know this isn't normally how we start an episode, but I figured we'd get it out of the way. We'd address the allegations against our fourth co-host, Brian. After the allegations, we have all cut ties with Brian, and he is no longer affiliated with the Bricked Up brand. In case you are in the dark, Brian was facing allegations for breaking Ezra's Daily Bugle, and he is no longer associated with Bricked Up. We just thought we'd get that out of the way.
He will, however, guest star occasionally.
Yeah, yeah.
He's still our friend, right?
We're still buddies. Yeah.
No, he's great.
Surely a business decision.
Yeah.
Best man at my wedding.
Yeah, but we've cut all ties with him, but he will appear sometimes.
But we still call him.
We still talk to him, but he just won't appear on Bricked Up anymore.
We don't think he's done anything wrong.
Yeah.
I think Jeremy Jones has done more wrong than Brian, but Brian really got the full force of the internet, it seems like.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess.
Wait, Will, what time is it?
It's Bricked Up time.
Oh, what time is it?
Oh, right now?
Yeah.
It's 8:20 p.m.
You know what's funny? Every time I ask someone that, I get a different answer.
What?
No, you won't. What if you ask the same time tomorrow?
Oh, wait.
What?
Wait, that was
That's
joke.
A fucking stupid fucking joke, dude. Oh my god.
Hi, I'm Will and I'm Bricked Up.
I'm Ezra and I'm also Bricked Up and furious at Liam's joke. That was horrible.
Winona Ryder took the stand today on accusations of shoplifting, and now the stand is missing.
That's where we insert crickets and boos. Multiple crickets and multiple boos. I just want to quickly last at the end of last week's episode, I said that I would read some comments given by people on the most recent episode of Bricked Up. So to honor my word, to prove I'm not a liar, we got one question. And it's from an anonymous person, and they asked, what's our favorite ice cream flavor? My favorite ice cream flavor is bits of plastic put in a bag with funny figures inside. What about you guys?
My favorite ice cream is rice cream made out of rice.
Ricin.
And
you can't keep getting away with this.
Yeah, right.
This is ice cream. This is mint chocolate.
Liam has already caused us so much dead air.
What have I done? I don't like ice cream that much.
Okay, but if you had to pick one.
I like mint chocolate chip. I like chocolate.
I like mint chocolate
I'm
chip.
I'm kind of boring, be honest.
I like cookie dough.
I like pussy dough.
This is such a low energy start to a podcast. We'll get to the beginning of the news. I get thrilled.
Hey everyone, welcome to Bricked Up. I'm Will. It's my episode again. Your favorite host of Bricked Up is back.
Will's back. I'm back.
Do it, dude. Come on, do it.
I'm big.
Yeah. Yeah. All right.
Will put the photo of Joey World Tour spitting out the chorizo through his fingers.
Put Joey's World Tour goat scene in the episode.
Yeah. We love Joey. But Will, what are we talking about today?
So, I think we'll get into the meat and potatoes after our little news here, but I figured I'd kick us off, because within the gaps of the last episode and this one, there has been a fair bit of news, so I figured I'd start out by showing some things that were leaked and released.
Yeah.
First of all, we have the fact that there is going to be a LEGO Ideas set based on Disney's The Nightmare Before Christmas, which is a wonderful little film. I very much adore it. My girlfriend is a really big fan of it, so I'm probably gonna build it with
her. I'm gonna be honest. That set that got announced The Nightmare Before Christmas, I was so disappointed.
Why is that?
I fucking hate that stupid ass piece of shit movie.
Whoa, hey.
I wish they would do Lego South Park. I wish they would do Lego Family Guy. Instead we got skeletons singing about Christmas. I don't celebrate Christmas. I don't care about Christmas. I don't care about Nightmare Before Christmas. You know what I care about? I care about other things. I care about my job. I care about family. I care about life. I don't care about this movie. I don't care about Hot Topic. This is gonna be sold on Hot Topics exclusively. Fuck this idea set. But overall, I'm really excited for the Oogie Boogie figure.
Make a Golden Girls set, because I'm gonna be honest with you, Ezra. I actually don't like that movie either.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Oh, we need an Urkel.
Buildable Urkel.
No. We need Lego Urkel. We need the classic. We need Lego Alf.
We need
Lego.
You know what?
We need Lego fucking Different Strokes and the Bicycle Man.
We need the Bicycle Man. Here's the thing. I know we mentioned Lego Dimensions way too much, but I bet if Lego Dimensions kept going on, we would have an Alf, and we would have an Urkel, and we would have a Golden
100%.
Girl, but nope.
All right, wait. If Lego Dimensions were still going on, what else would we have? Like, I think they would have turned all of their IPs that they currently have into some sort of pack.
Yeah. Well, they only took things from, like, the mid, like, early 80s to mid-90s, right? So there Alf,
mid-90s?
Urkel.
The Lego Dimensions mid-90s? There's the little boy with his skateboard and, like, the Nintendo, the Super Nintendo cord he chills himself out with.
Cube. This is...
They would have that.
Nintendo shit cube.
This is...
They call it that. Because it's a fucking piece of shit!
They'd have...
Nintendo shit
They would have... Like Lego Halo, probably they would have Lego.
No, Mega Bloks is Halo, and they got like a pretty like kung fu fucking grip on it. And I don't think they'd give that up even in the alternate universe when Lego Dimensions still went on.
Maybe a Lego Rick and Morty.
100% Lego Rick and Morty. We would have gotten a Pickle Rick. Pickle Rick. Pickle
yeah,
Rick.
Yeah.
Pickle Brick.
I'm Lego Rick. I'm Pickle Brick.
I'm Pickle Brick.
They would have done it.
Pickle Brick.
Pickle Brick, whoa!
They would have done him like Plankton from the SpongeBob series.
Would they have made him
perhaps?
Would they have made him Atlanta drunk?
Now who's causing fucking dead air?
But yeah, Nightmare Before Christmas.
Speaking of Disney, we got CMF guys.
Yeah, and it leaked. Because we talked about it a while ago, and now there are leaked images of it. We're not gonna. I don't think we're gonna actually put them in the video if you're watching the video. But
Just Too Good did it.
Just Too Good did it. But we're not Just Too Good. We're not. We don't look like the. Mm. We don't look like the car wash employee from Breaking Bad. We'll put in a comparison of Just Too Good and fucking Bogdan from Breaking Bad.
I really like the okay, if I were to pick figures out of this lineup, I'd pick I'm gonna be going after Oswald, Pinocchio, Magician Mickey, and the Robin Hood, Prince John or whatever, and Stitch. That's kind of it. I don't care about the others. That's just me.
I don't know. I kinda like it.
I don't really care for, like, the Disney stuff, like the Disney CMF. I prefer if they were to do a Lego Looney Tunes Series 2 to put them in their Space
Jam. What the fuck Jam. Would they put in Series 2 of the Looney Tunes?
Space Jam.
Okay.
Foghorn Leghorn.
A song drop?
What?
What?
Sundrop?
A salt shop.
You know, the racist one.
No, I want DreamWorks CMF, okay? I want my...
That'd be good.
You never seen the episode where he's chasing around with a chop?
No, there's like a billion Looney Tunes episodes. Why would...
Fake fan customer?
Shut the fuck up. What would you buy out of this, Liam? You're not even talking about Lego. What would you buy?
I'd buy the fucking jar and come on him.
I like the Pinocchio because I can't, no, I haven't been able to tell, but what it looks like is that the Pinocchio has an actual nose.
Yeah.
I don't know how
and if you want,
I don't know how true that's gonna be.
Fucking nose beard.
It's so
if you
it looks like a molded as a special
it looks
it is a special
it, no what it looks like is it looks like a knockoff or something. It looks like the previously mentioned Mega Bloks or one of those like Creo fuckers, and they make a like a figure with a nose.
If you want to own a figure that looks like Will, buy the Pinocchio figure in the Lego CMF series.
Yeah, just swap
and then you have...
just swap the face out with the green suit, green brick suit man. And then just put me in that cute little outfit.
And then you got Will. Yeah. For Halloween, Will is going to be dressed up as that, and he's going to look cute as a button. I tell you what.
I think so.
I tell you what.
Good one, Paul.
But the up
that's
house.
No one's going to get that reference. That's a reference to So Random.
Fuck So Random. I care about the Up House from Disney.
The Up House. Up House.
It was kind of disappointing.
Really? Awooga?
Yeah, can I be honest?
I think it's cute.
Can I be honest?
I think it's
this
cute.
I would never buy it.
Well, yeah, but you fucking like, hate Up. You have said on several occasions, I don't know if you've said it on the podcast, but you have said, like, in life that you don't like the movie Up.
I really don't.
I also hate the movie Up.
Why?
It's not good.
I think it's cute. I think it's whimsical.
It's poop.
I don't even like the first 10 minutes.
Yeah, everybody only cares about the first 10 minutes, and then he goes up to space or whatever, and then they're like, "Oh, I'm gonna check out this one, guys, but you enjoy. You enjoy. Carl, I guess Ed Asner's cool. But other than that, I don't really care about the dog.
I like that. What the
don't
fuck?
Don't really care about the.
How do you not care about?
I really that? Don't care.
How do you?
The dog's
I don't
the
care
only
about
good thing.
A little Asian child.
I like the
I
figures.
Don't care about.
No, you guys don't understand. I like the figures. I like the little dog. I like the house design because it's not big. It's not like a fucking modular, but it's not trying to be. It's a little novelty thing for Disney adults. I'm not a Disney adult, but I can understand why the Disney adults would buy this.
But it doesn't even float well.
Okay.
Like how are we supposed to make it up? When it don't float. It has balloons, obviously. The house made of balloons.
Ezra, I'm going to fuck you up if you keep talking.
I'm just saying.
If you keep talking this voodoo hoodoo about my, like, my fucking upset. I'm upset.
The upset's stupid.
I'm
looking.
Upset because you're talking about my upset in a negative way.
Okay, Eminem. Go, Eminem. Because
you're
go,
putting
Eminem.
Down my up. Fuck you.
Go, Eminem. Go. Will, put in a photo of Eminem. Go Eminem, go Eminem.
Oh, go Eminem.
Anyway,
put in a picture of Eminem. Will put meme maker cracker on it. Fuck you, Eb.
Yeah, do that. Do that. I vibe with that.
Fucking Eminem, dude. Eminem.
This doesn't even have like a lot of balloons, dude. And then
I
it comes with this.
My thing about the balloons is it's like, yeah, it sucks that there aren't that many, but they're not going to give you a million balloon pieces, okay? They're not stupid.
At least they can fill it out a little bit more.
Lego's a fucking smart people company. They're not gonna give you, like, a million balloons, because that's just way too many pieces to make. They're financially stable. Why are you dissing...
Look at you defending the company.
Why are you dissing my...
You're being the big guy defending the company. You're being the big guy defending the company, the multi-billion-dollar company that doesn't care about you. You're defending it, you know, good job for you. But I'm a realist. And that up house sucks. And also, you know what else sucks?
What?
I hate to be negative Nelly, but I seem to be a negative Nelly with these fucking news topics. Because the Guardians of the Galaxy sets also suck so much.
Hey.
Pee-pee.
Hey.
I don't vibe with them.
Okay. Look. I don't like the one set, the Guardian Headquarters. I don't like that one. But I'm probably going to get it because it comes with two figures and it's cheap as hell. Then there are the other two.
It comes with Star-Lord and Groot.
Yeah, because I just want a Star-Lord and a Groot. I already have two of them, but they're only the ones from the first movie. So,
but here's the problem I have with the set, like the big one, like the $100+ one, the their main ship, the Bowie.
Yeah.
The problem is they have 4 out of 5 of the minifigures have the same legs and same body.
Yeah, I can't defend that. That's fucked up.
That's stupid as hell. Like, who wants that? And, like, I don't.
I don't.
I like the Adam Warlock.
I like the Adam.
And then, what? Like, I don't know. The only set I would get is the one that comes with the baby raccoon.
Why?
And Rocket.
Why?
Because I actually like the build here. Like, I care.
I don't.
You don't like the build for this?
I don't like the build there.
What? What?
Liam, thoughts?
When I saw the raccoon, I squeed because I like little critters. I like the colors of the ship. Mm-hmm. I've never seen Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3.
It hasn't come out yet.
It's not out yet. No one really has.
Just haven't released.
At least not the public.
When it comes out, I haven't seen it.
Okay.
I like... This guy seems to be like a brown guy. Is he like made of mud?
Gold. No, he's made of gold. He's like, his name is Adam Warlock. He's made of like his name golden is Goop? Skin man.
His name, he goes, I am Goop. He's made of, he's a mud guy?
Oh, it's Groot. Yeah.
Very interesting.
I think you've will you buy any of the sets?
James Gunn, stop raping people, and maybe we'll let you direct a movie again.
Whoa. When did James Gunn do that?
Did he get canceled for something?
No, he got canceled.
No,
tweets.
Oh my god,
he got
no!
Tweets, man.
Well, I like the sets.
Well, James Gunn's never coming.
His on. Tweets. The thing about James Gunn. James Gunn did The Suicide Squad.
Yeah, which is
and
good.
I'm going to do The Suicide because I had to find out about the Ant-Man Quantumania set.
Oh, that's
and that really upset.
Just
me.
Like the movie. Just like the movie.
I haven't seen the movie. I haven't seen the movie. No spoilers yet.
I'm not going to
no
spoil
spoilers.
It. I'm not going to spoil it, but it's another buildable figure Marvel makes, and it's like, I don't want this. I don't want this at all.
The only good part is that fucking Wasp microfig, and even then, they could have made it a little better.
Yeah. They could have made it an actual Lego set, but they decided to make it like the buildable figures they made when Lego DC Superheroes first came out. And they did, like, the buildable Joker. You remember that? The buildable Joker and the buildable...
I remember that shit.
They're doing the same thing again because they have been creatively bankrupt for all these Marvel sets. But my own little inkling of news comes to you with the Lego Batcave for $449.99, launches June 5th.
Okay.
It's a full Batcave build, which is fully enclosed by a cave. That's badass. That's leak.
Have you ever heard the word? Do you know the word seamless?
Yeah.
What's the opposite of seamless?
Unseamless.
Seamful.
Your transition there was seamful.
I'm sorry, but I just wanted to mention that Batman is coming back with a direct to consumer big Lego set that I will be buying for my birthday. Comes out June 5th. I'm getting it June 22nd, baby. Super excited. This is
your birthday.
It's my most hyped for thing ever. I'm super excited. I can't wait. There's more Lego Star Wars things coming out. Lego Jedi Star Yoda's Jedi Starfighter is coming out. There's going to be a UCS X-Wing.
UCS X-Wing. I saw the UCS X-Wing.
Yeah, baby.
Whoa. In my little head, my little room, I'm so excited for a little sale, Box Rebo, and now we get a X-Wing, which we've already had.
Well, the sale bar is still going to come out.
You don't understand. Babe, shut up. Just listen to me talk about Lego, please. One moment. Oh, my God.
Right.
The Jabba's sale barge, maybe they just didn't release it yet. It leaked. Keep in mind, they didn't announce it. But maybe we're getting to UCS things this year. Maybe we're getting to ultra cool ships. That's what UCS stands for.
Well, they're not going to do another UCS ship this year. They only do, I think they do one a year.
They're starting two now with the fucking sail barge and the X-Wing.
Right. Well, no, because they did Luke's speed, what's it called? The speedster?
Land speeder.
And Mandalorian Razor Crest. So they do do two, so we could get the sail barge as well.
No, Ezra said doo doo. Repeat that.
Come on, man. Come on, man. I didn't mean to do nothing. I stutter sometimes. But Lego Batman. Lego Batman. I'm free. But an update for the leaks. The Temple of Doom set is going to be postponed or canceled. So no more short round confirmed.
I heard about that. Yeah.
No short round confirmed.
Also, I'm sorry to interrupt, but in the way of podcast related news, speaking of postponed or canceled, if you remember in the last episode, we teased a special guest. And unfortunately, that's not happening this episode because we haven't gotten any word back from them.
Yeah. But I think they may have actually tuned into an episode and listened to it before
and then just
didn't want to be a part of this new movement. It was just
ghosted us.
It's whatever, man.
We're setting trends, baby.
We don't need no coming under our cast.
Okay, don't.
Sorry.
I'm going to censor that name because I don't know if we might still be able to get them.
Yo. Anyway.
Oh my god.
What's the main topic of the show?
All right. So, as it is a Will episode. Sorry. As it is a Will episode.
There's a will, there's a way.
Where there's a will, there's a new bricked up episode. Yeah. This one is going to be all about our trips down memory lane with the first Lego sets that we can remember having. Boys, I wanna know what was the first Lego set that you remember building if you happen to have one?
I got one. It was, okay, so I was like 8 or something like that, and put some like whimsical music in the background, Will. I want it to feel okay. like I'm reading like a bedtime story, or like I'm reminiscing about like Vietnam or something.
All right, well then you actually have to read it.
So, agent,
you actually have to present it as if you're.
Well, okay, I'll do it like Princess Bride. Liam, are you all tucked into bed?
Yeah, yes.
Yeah, okay.
I didn't get dinner.
Do you want to hear a bedtime? Wait. Do you want to hear a bedtime story?
Yeah.
Okay. Let me pick it off the wall.
I don't want to hear you talk about fucking Lego.
Okay. Once upon a time in Ontario, there was a boy. Oh shit! Bleep that out. there lived a boy that later became a man, and that boy got the Lego Clone Wars blue fighter tank thing, and
the one with Yoda.
The one with Yoda, and the boy built it. And actually, the boy's mom built it because the boy got frustrated. And the boy played with the tank, but then he developed a hatred for that tank, and he thought it was a stupid build, and he didn't like it anymore. So the boy took it and smashed it against his fireplace because he didn't like it anymore. Instead of bit like playing with the pieces or like building something new, the boy put it in a plastic bag and threw it out.
Is that true?
Yeah, that's true. That is true. That's what happened to the very first Lego set I remember having. I didn't like it anymore. I put it in a bag and threw it out.
Can I tell you, we have blurred the lines of realism so much that even I can't tell.
That's real. That's why I did that.
I can't even imagine how the audience feels.
They probably hate me. That set's probably worth a lot of money now or something, but I got rid of
it. You threw it in the fireplace?
No. I threw it at the fireplace, smashing it, you know, like destroying it. I have more destroying things against the fireplace stories if you want, but I smashed it against the fireplace. I destroyed it. And then I took a lunch bag or something, like a sandwich bag, and I put the pieces in and I threw it out because I didn't want like anybody seeing that I destroyed it.
You could.
Oh my God. I know now that it's Lego, but
you just fucking lost the podcast.
You know now that's what you're supposed to do with them.
Yeah, I threw it out, man. I didn't like it anymore.
Title this episode Ezra's Anger Management.
Yeah, dude, I didn't like it anymore, so I got rid of it. And then I actually have another story about getting rid of something. So remember Hulk's Breakout or whatever, like that 2012 Avengers set?
Yes.
I loved that set. That was so dope.
I like that set too. I believe it came with like a jet plane, right? That Hawkeye could go into?
Yes.
So I had that set, and I liked everything except the Hawkeye and that jet part. I did not like it. For some reason, I thought it was stupid. I didn't like it or whatever. So what I did was I took the set.
Do you not have reasons for your, destroying things?
I just didn't like it. I think I didn't like the color of the jet, and I didn't like the Hawkeye minifigure that much because I didn't like Hawkeye. So I went back. I was like, okay, if you're a jet, then you can obviously fly. So I threw it at the fireplace, destroying it. And I didn't want to like go find like the manual, so I just like kept it destroyed. And I I did the same thing with the truck, the Tesseract truck or whatever. That Avengers set as well. I destroyed that one too.
I don't know if I want to hear any more of these fireplace stories. They're just kind of making me sad.
That's what happened, man.
Here's my question. If you do not like these sets, you really could just take them apart, but you choose to throw them at the fireplace. what's your thinking?
I think like just taking them apart piece by piece is less fun for me than throwing it or smashing it against the fireplace.
Breaking things is fun.
It didn't break any pieces because like Lego, it's like in unbreakable. But I did smash it.
Not true. Lego is not affiliated with the M. Night Shyamalan classic Unbreakable.
All right, you're funny.
Can I tell a story about that set also?
Yeah.
That same set?
Which one?
Hulk's big busty breakout.
Oh, I know what you're gonna say.
When I was a kid, I was freaking all over those sets. I got every single Avengers set. I loved them. But there was one that was just a little too expensive and that I didn't love that much. But I ain't gonna just have every Avenger except the Hulk.
Correct.
So what I did is I got my mom to call Lego support and lie that I bought the set and it didn't come with the Hulk. And the Lego store employee didn't fucking believe, but they just felt bad. So they did actually end up...
You did get
it worked. It. We scammed Lego and I got a Hulk.
You can scam Lego. You can. Very easily.
You can.
You go to their customer support page, create a ticket, say that you didn't get a minifigure in the set, and they'll just send you it because like there are errors. You can't. There's no like actual physical proof you need to send in. You don't need a receipt. You can just like lie.
My mom was so mad at me afterwards.
I'm sure.
Because
but she helped you do it.
She did, but she didn't really understand the process. She didn't really. So imagine the Lego store employee just being like, "Are you telling me that a set called Hulk's Breakout didn't come with the Hulk? Are you sure?"
That happened with I was actually like the Quinjet, another Avengers set. I opened it on my birthday, I was building it, and it didn't come with Black Widow. So I actually had to go. I actually had to make a ticket on the website and say, like, you know, you forgot my Black Widow figure and a couple pieces. And they sent it to me. I wish I lied more, but I've wanted to do that. That's the only time a minifigure hasn't been in a set.
I've wanted to do that before, but I haven't had a character that I have been able to do that with. Can you really do that with a full minifigure? Because I don't expect that it would just so happen that all of the pieces for that minifigure are missing.
No, it's true. The Black Widow figure was not in there whatsoever. It was like a full
figure. None of the pieces.
None of the pieces. No headpiece. No, nothing. Like, it was gone. It was not in there. So I had to actually get them to send it to me. Will, you know what you could do? Instead of getting the Daily Bugle, you could just, like, create a ticket and say, like, I missed the Daredevil figure. I missed the Punisher figure. And they could send it to you.
With each of them?
I missed every single piece. Can you send every piece to me for free?
Bit by bit. Will, what's your earliest Lego story, or your earliest corrupt story that revolving around Lego?
Okay, well,
you know what?
I don't
in
know.
The, if... Actually, behind us in the episode, we should have like a fire crackling. You know, like, because this is like saying like campfire stories.
Yes,
like a crackling fire.
That's a cute idea. That's a cute idea, but I think rather than having to figure out how to put a full video of a fireplace for the length of the episode, I think I'm just going to make that the thumbnail.
No, that's easy. It's just the audio of a fireplace.
Fire.
Well, also, fire. The audio of it?
Yeah, like the audio, like it's crackling listeners.
I'm sorry. I was thinking of the video of it,
footage. No. The video could be like just a photo of us around a fire, telling stories. But behind us should be like a crackling fire, just low, so it doesn't annoy people.
Behind us, can you put a crackhead somewhere?
Yeah. Or people who were arrested for inhaling paint, like spray paint.
How am I gonna find pictures of that?
Dude. Making it that Mecha Bricks thing. Make a crackhead. Put the crackhead in there.
Okay.
But Will, what's your earliest story?
Anyway, So the thing about my early Lego memories is it's kind of a blank slate, because I remember I had a set that my dad built for me. So I don't know if I'd count that as me building it myself. But anyway, I think I mentioned it before. It was the Indiana Jones arc set. I don't remember.
Last episode.
Well of Souls.
Yeah, I don't remember exactly what it was called.
Called the Well of Souls.
Yeah, sure. Okay. But I had that set, and it was fantastic. It had a lot of play features. And it was just cool. I really liked the Indiana Jones line, even though I only ever had one set from it. I thought it was always really dope. So, yeah, there was that one. My dad built it for me, as I said. And there were a couple others that I'm not sure which came first. There was one that was almost like Speed Champions, except it was before Speed Champions, I believe. It was just a green little car, like a drag race car, RuPaul's drag race car. And there was also one set. Oh, fuck, what was it? I think it was called the Hyena Bomber.
What?
It had, like, battle droids in it. But they were orange battle droids. And it was this funny-looking ship.
Did you guys ever have the Lego Pirates of the Caribbean sets?
No.
Like, any of them?
Not a single one.
Really?
Not a single one.
I had a bunch of them.
Really? I had the Blackbeard ship and the... What is it? Fountain of Youth it was? And that those two... Oh, and, like, the bar. They had, like, a bar one. I used that one all the time when I was, like, fooling around being a kid playing with Lego. I used that
making them drink alcohol. Making them drink and drive.
Yeah, and like, because it had like a carriage with a horse, and I was like, oh, I fucking love this piece. So I always include the horse. And I got to, and some of the Lone Rangers.
I can imagine a child Ezra saying that.
There's also the Lone Ranger.
There's nothing better for the inside of a man than the outside of a horse.
Mr. Hands.
Shut the fuck up. That's disgusting.
Put the Mr. Hands clip. That's a quote from Mike Pence.
Mike Pence said that?
Put the full Mr. Hands.
Mike Pence tweeted that.
What?
No, he didn't.
The full Mr. Hands video?
No. I know.
Tweeted the out of a horse.
Oh, I know.
Oh.
I know, what's his name? Ted Cruz went on, like, a porn, like, spree one day.
I think it was just one video.
No, it was like a, it was like 3 p.m. On like a Tuesday, and dude was horny.
This was like last week.
Dude was horny as a motherfucker.
Can you blame him?
He could not stop.
We all get like that.
Fair, fair.
That's true. That's true.
Little Ezra loved not porn, but Little Ezra loved the Lego Lone Ranger set. I love the Lone Ranger figure so much. That
I didn't, because I don't support whitewashing in Hollywood.
No,
and I don't support casting. I don't support casting white actors as Native Americans.
Yeah, neither, but having the Lone Ranger as just a figure, the Lone Ranger being a white guy named Bob Canamy or something like that. He was cool.
More like Bob Cannibal, because he's played by Armie Hammer.
Dude, I fed that to you. Just like how Armie Hammer was fed human beings.
Pacific Rib Job.
that hyena Lego, that hyena ship set is really cool. I think
There's one that I had, and there was one that kind of looked like it, but wasn't the one that I had.
Yeah, they remake a lot of sets, so probably remade at some point. But what was I gonna say? I have so much like there was at one point my mom helped me with my Lego addiction for a while, because she would like go on eBay and order in figures like from the Lego minifigure series that I just couldn't feel, because remember I'm horrible at feeling them, not anymore, but I used to be horrible. Like because your microphone sounded like you got shot at.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, thank you.
I'll cut that part.
Funding for this podcast has been provided by
boom boom boom. Whoa, for the longest time. Whoa,
thank you for those sponsored messages from our friends at EzraTheGamer.com. But anyway,
our friends at what?
EzraTheGamer.com.
I don't know how to make a sponsor for that.
You don't make the sponsor. We get sent in clips.
I was thinking I didn't want to mention a sponsor, so Will would just miss time.
No, I'm just saying, EzraTheGamer.com, sponsor our episode. I can't do anything about that. We already got paid for it. What am I supposed to do? What am I supposed to do? Do you think I have infinite time and money?
What?
I don't. We need sponsors.
Well, no, but like...
We need sponsors to keep this shit going.
Yeah, we need sponsors, but I don't...
And EzraTheGamer.com.
Yeah, but where did you... Okay, but what the fuck is Ezra the Gamer? Are you going to make the sponsored segment for it?
Sure. I mean, I'm not EzraTheGamer.com. I have no affiliation with it. It's not me. They emailed us.
Yeah, Ezra's commercial YouTube channel, Pro Ezra.
The Amazing Atheist created EzraTheGamer.com, dude. I can't.
Ezra's YouTube channel, The Game Dude.
He is the game dude, and he is so rude.
He's a gamer with a bad attitude.
He plays that game that put my down to shame. I love The Game Dude, and I love how he's not allowed in Canada anymore.
So next episode, Bricked Up, the Adult Lego podcast featuring The Game Dude?
Let's see if he's still active. Game Dude. I think he's looking Lebanon, dude. Yeah, he's in like Lebanon. He for those who don't know, he stalked his he used to be like a angry video game nerd ripoff, and then he stalked his girlfriend to the point of her getting a restraining order, and then he broke the restraining order, so he had to go to court to talk about that. And then he didn't show up to court, and then he was wanted for prior crimes, so then he fled the country, and he's been on the run since.
And he is so rude.
And he's the gamer with a bad attitude.
Put in the full fucking Game Dude theme song.
He's so pretty.
He's a hunk, the Game Dude. He's
like, this is somebody that I would want to sleep with.
It is like Niagara Falls down there.
Yeah, baby. But anyways, my mom and I used to go on eBay, and there you know, remember the mummy figure, like that figure from series 1 or 2 or something like that?
Yeah, I think so.
So my mom was trying to bid on it, and it was like $4, and then like immediately it went up to 5. Like once she bid 4, it went up to 5, and then it was 6, and then it was 7. It kept on happening.
That's
like
how
that.
Fucking eBay works, mom.
But here's the thing. Here's the
Mrs.
thing.
Mrs. Ezra.
So my mom was like, You know what, Ezra? It's fine. We won't get it this time. It's just bidding too much. We'll try to like find a buy it now or something like that later on. And I was fine with that. I was like, okay. And then my mom got an email from the seller saying, hey, it was me actually bidding against you to bring up the price. But it looks like I won my own auction. Ooh. So if you want to pay $15 for it, I'll give it to you. And my mom said no, and we never got it.
Oh, well, that's all right. That's quite all right.
Well, yeah, I'm over it now. Well, you don't have to like treat me like a child. I'm done. I don't care about it anymore.
It's okay, baby. You'll be all right.
But you know, those are some. I have lots of early Lego stories. Actually, thinking about
one of my early Lego stories. Like actually, shut the fuck up, Ezra.
Sorry.
Liam, what are your early Lego stories? You haven't been speaking, babe. What are you okay? Do we need another sponsor break or?
The first Lego set I ever got ended up in my ass. And I was in the hospital for a week.
So that's why you had to order another Hulk figure.
Let's harmonize, guys. Let's harmonize.
That sounded like Gizmo.
Gizmo? Gremlin?
That sounded like Howie.
Gizmo Gremlin?
Yeah, that sounded like Howie, dude. I love Howie.
Oh, Howie. Canadian icon, baby.
Guys, the fog from Jimmy Neutron.
Dude, Goddard? That was awesome. That was awesome.
Guys.
It is.
Guys, Ezra. Yeah. I didn't do it, I swear to God.
What? I didn't do nothing.
Classic Ezra.
I didn't do anything.
You guys don't even try shit on track anymore. My first Lego set. I know it was the Lego Mars Mission, ETX Alien Infiltrator. That was the name. My dad surprised me with
Google,
it.
Did you Google the name?
Yeah, I remember the exact set.
Fuck.
I Googled it.
Do you remember the set number?
764 H's 7 to 14, 333 pieces.
Yeah. Oh.
Building toy.
Dude ain't lying. Dude ain't lying. Dude's not lying. It's you right here.
No, I Googled it. This was my first set. My dad out of the basement to surprise me. No occasion. He was just being a good dad.
Uh-uh.
I sat down, started building it. He was like, I'll help you. And I was like, fuck. Oh, all right. I'm finished. I was like 4. Got about halfway through, probably not even halfway through. I got very upset. And similar to Ezra,
Well, not similar, because I didn't even finish it, and I threw it at the wall. It was halfway done. I was this gift from my dad. I got too angry. I threw it at the wall, and then he finished it for me.
No way.
That is true.
No way you threw it at the wall.
Shit.
I threw it.
Shit, that reminds me. I do have a...
It was
too
hard for me.
I do have a throwing Lego story. Oh, shit.
What?
I have a throwing Lego story.
Go ahead, Will.
Okay. So... There was this set, I think it's called, like, the Emperor's Shuttle, and it's the ship that the Emperor takes Anakin Skywalker on when he's burnt up as shit at the end of Episode 3. Mm-hmm. It's that ship, and I had that.
Oh, I have this one, too!
I always wanted that one.
This specific one was from 2011, I believe. I remember I was building it. And you started off by building the cockpit, and I started doing that, but I just couldn't get the pieces right, and I got so pissed off, and I just threw it, and then I overreacted, and then I came back and finished it later.
What's funny about that is that ties into my story. In Florida, I went to Disney, like the Disney parks and like the Disney Walk, where there's like that specific Lego store that Just Too Good goes to all the time.
Oh, yeah. Well, Just Too Good goes to Disney World all the time because he's a Disney adult.
Yeah, and he hates Disney movies, and he only watches funny games.
And he's no longer depressed.
Yep. Let's give a round of applause, guys. Come on.
Yes.
Come on. Yes. Come on.
Come on, baby.
But
YMS wants to fuck dogs.
Why does Just Too Good like funny games so much? The point of funny games is that you're not supposed to like it.
Because he loves... awesome movies to make his Letterboxd account go, ooh-wee, mama!
He looks like a frog, and he likes to think he's better than everybody else.
And he looks like Bogdan from fucking Breaking Bad.
When he met with YMS, he wore a funny game shirt to try to, like, I guess, impress him.
Yeah, and YMS just wanted to go to the local kennel for some fun.
Oh my god.
And Just Too Good, he was like the whole, like he was planning his outfit out, and he's like, his name is Your Movie Sucks. I like movies. So he wore the fucking funny game shirt, and he's like, You like the movies? Fucking dick.
But then
come on the podcast, please.
YMS asked him about the movie Noah, directed by
Darren Aronofsky.
Yeah, and he was like,
here's another one. Only Darren Aronofsky movie I haven't seen. And then he burps.
But there was the Emperor Palpatine shuttle, but then there was also the General Grievous ship that I got, which was fucking awesome.
Did you get a General Grievous?
Yeah, the only problem is I built it in the hotel, and then to bring it back, like home, I had to deconstruct it, but I didn't deconstruct the General Grievous figure, and somehow in the transit, his arms broke, like his actual like arms broke off, and they couldn't be put back on. So now I have like a General Grievous like two arms, which is super stupid. But
oh
my
god! My
fucking General Grievous also broke. His leg broke.
Mm-hmm.
I had that same set. He fucker was. Devastating.
He was cool, though.
He was cool.
He was really cool.
Oh my god, he's so cool. And then you had to get him out of the bum. You had to go to the hospital again.
Yeah.
No, it was too stuffed with your dad's.
Oh my god. His mom listens to this. His mom listens to this.
Not
dude.
Anymore. The last episode.
Oh yeah, she's our most consistent viewer is gone now. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. Maybe that's why you have crackling audio, Will, sometimes, because you keep on destroying your mic like I destroy Lego sets.
Yeah.
I don't find fun anymore. I don't know. Just an idea.
Lego ideas.
Lego ideas. But I think that's most of the stories that I have, early Lego stories. I don't know about any of you guys, if you guys have any more. But...
Yeah. Real quick, just refreshing through my memory, I don't think I have a whole heck of a lot. I used to go over to my friend's house, me, my sister, and our two neighbors. We would hang out all the time, and we'd play Lego Wars in the basement, where we'd just build bases and stuff. and have this ongoing story. It was pretty dope. And that's a good Lego memory.
I never had that.
Okay, well, I had a better childhood, so.
One time my neighbors asked me to come play with them, and we were playing with Nerf guns or whatever, and like it was like split up to two groups. I was one kid that I don't really know that well, and there was two other kids, and we were in the park by my house, and we were playing, and they caught us. Like they're like we got you. And then I drop my weapon, like, because you drop your weapon, you put your hands up, right? Because you're trying to have fun, you're acting. And the kid that was on my team looked at me and goes, "What the fuck is wrong with you?"
I remember when I was in grade two, there was a funny boy. He was fat, and he sat in front of me. Sorry, I shouldn't have mentioned that, but.
Was the second grader's name your mom, Will?
No, his name was bleep that out.
What's his name actually?
It's a funny name though.
What's his name actually?
His name was actually but I am going to bleep that out.
That is a funny name.
It is a funny name.
That's the same name as my girlfriend. That's the same name. Oh, dude.
Sorry. Bleep that out.
Son of a bitch.
You can't keep that in. This is going to be so much editing for Will.
It is. This one could be delayed.
This one's going to...
So, apologies.
Don't worry, guys. This will be up by the latest Sunday, the 26th. So don't worry.
Not true.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe. I don't know. Anyway, so... one time we were doing math. Stop saying his name.
I was trying to refresh your memory.
Well, I knew his name.
I'm just letting you know, like refreshing you, like, you know, like, I'm talking about now.
Stop!
Math with title this episode, Math with you know who.
Anyway.
Alright, but anyway, so... was sitting in front of me and we were doing math. and he was having trouble with the math, and he's like, "Can you help me with this?" And I'm like, I'm trying to do my work. And he's like, "Please, if you help me, I'll give you a Lego minifigure." And I'm like, "Oh my god," because that caught my attention. I'm like, "Which one?" And he's like, "What do you want?" I have a Star Wars. And I'm like, "I want Star Wars." And he's like, "Do you want Anakin Skywalker?" And I'm like, "Fuck yeah, I want Anakin Skywalker." Said that verbatim.
Probably.
The kid Ezra was playing Nerf guns with.
Yeah.
Then he came in the next day. Because I helped him out. And I'm like, "Okay, I'm going to get my Anakin Skywalker the next day." He comes into class. He hands me a figure with, like, a purple tie or like a purple suit. I think it was Professor Quirrell from Harry Potter. I think it was his outfit. And it had like one of those round one stud bricks for the head. I don't know how to describe it. I'll try and put a visual in maybe.
It wasn't Anakin Skywalker.
It was the furthest thing from Anakin Skywalker. But I still have the piece.
Fuck off. Seriously, that happened with me with Liam. Liam offered me all his Space Police set of figures, and he never gave them to me.
No way.
Take that part out. He offered me all.
What part?
Where he said no, he didn't, but he did. He offered me all his Space Police. He offered me all his Lego Star Wars. He offered me all that, and I was like, "Yeah, sure." And what do you want in return? And he was like, "I just want your friendship." So I gave him my friendship for all these years, and he still hasn't given me space.
Still haven't got that, by the way, so the deal's not complete.
Yeah, so he still owes me the space police. But whatever.
Boys?
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is fun.
I think this is a good place to cap it off.
I think this is a good place to cap it off. I've had fun. We've had fun.
We've all had fun.
We've been nostalgic. Mm-hmm. We've been nostalgic. We've been happy. We've relived some good. We've lived some bad. We've relived some ugly.
Yeah. But we've also given you a walkthrough as to how to bullshit the Lego system to get whatever Lego figure you want.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We had some wonderful campfire stories. Actually, title this episode Campfire Stories.
No.
The sequel to Bedtime Stories with Adam Sandler.
But Adam Sandler.
No, just title this episode Bedtime Stories.
Bedtime Stories with Adam Sandler. And then, yeah, because we'll have Adam Sandler on next episode, so we'll stick around. Yeah, but I just have to say to cap off.
And maybe we'll have Brian. I don't know. Maybe. If we decide to like him.
Yeah, if we decide.
We definitely won't have.
No, we won't. Dude doesn't know left from right when it comes to Lego, but I do want to say, every single time we upload a video, we get great comments, and we also get a good amount of views. So I'm very thankful for everybody checking out the podcast. We're upticking.
If you've listened this far, come give us a kiss.
Yeah,
we love you
because every single time we upload, we get a bunch of likes on the video. I mean, it's not like an exorbitant amount, but it's like for us, it's a good amount of likes. We get a good amount of views every single episode, and we have an uptick in subscribers. So, you know, it keeps us wanting to go. It keeps us motivated. You guys rule. I just want to say that I'm very appreciative for all the people that actually listen to three people talk about Lego.
From all of us at Bricked Up.
Yeah, three people talk about bullshit and Lego, and people actually watch, which is kind of fun. You know, I just think it's awesome, and I appreciate it.
Yeah. So, from the bottom of our hearts here at Bricked Up, thank you.
Yep. Except Liam doesn't.
I'm pretty indifferent.
Liam doesn't care. Liam just. We just get Liam to join in. He doesn't even like Lego anymore.
Yeah, no.
Yeah. No.
He's over it. But, you know.
I think in the terms of who's leaving the podcast next, I think we have a pretty good idea of who it might be. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Someone's.
If Liam ever actually leaves the podcast, like if we ever have a falling out or something, this is going to age terribly.
Well, Liam's starting his own OnlyFans. You can follow Liam's Twitter and his secret Twitter as well.
Yep.
If you want
to.
Want to see my asshole? I'm not going to link my porn Twitter. I refuse.
Well, we have to cut the porn part out, but, you know.
No, we can. If Mandar can talk about porn on his podcast, we could talk
about it. Oh, you're right. Well, he talks about, like, how much it sucks. Well, actually, the other guy talks about how much it sucks. The MNR just nods. Because, yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah, he just nods.
But I had a wonderful time talking, and we'll see you guys next time. Bye-bye. Boom, 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 boom.
We'll see you all next time. Lots of love.
Bye.